The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Biology, it's Professor Stephanie Conant. Are you drinking out of that mug, or is it just a mug?
I brought coffee, yeah. This is my mug.
Oh, that's your mug.
I thought, how appropriate.
You got to send questions, folks. You can get a super cool Ask the Professor logo mug. Right?
I'll wash it before I send it.
Yeah. I'm thinking of four or five crates of them that are in Vivian's office. Yeah. Like, people need to send some questions.
Vivian's using them to keep warm. It's insulation.
That's right. True. That is true. I know that there are sometimes temperature problems in buildings at UVM.
She's got
yes.
a garden going.
Very
she
nice.
Fills them up with coffee and stays warm that way.
I think we've already heard the voice of Professor Rochelle Boulanger from biology, who's visiting with us this week.
Hello, hello.
You are welcome back whenever you want to. It's like Sunday dinner. You get one invitation, but then from then on, you got to come yourself.
All right.
Anytime you want to stop by, Rochelle, that'd be great. However, you're in charge of bringing the French fries next time.
She could bring poutine.
Oh, poutine
I just had
would
there
be
for
good.
Lunch.
Did you?
Where yeah, from? Green dot.
Oh, green
and
dot.
And pork buns. Our host pork loves buns. Pork buns.
Yeah, before Lent.
Yes. Do not come to me on a Friday in Lent with good
with
pork
buns.
Detroit theme one.
I got the Faygo. Are we going to an ICP concert?
No, that's Diet Root Beer.
Oh. Have you been to an ICP concert before, Dave?
I've done artwork for them.
No. Oh, okay. All right.
ICP.
Insane.
The Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, them, of course.
Them. Them.
Don't they always have a show on Halloween in Detroit? Mm-hmm. The Hella Wicked show?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They dress up as evil-looking clowns?
Yes.
I would not want to go to that.
You might get scared.
Oh, I don't like clowns. Hug him, Jim. Hug him.
That poor Charlie Brown.
Is Professor Jim Tubbs from Religious Studies trying to keep Dan on the straight and narrow.
Oh, no.
Have you heard about the clown in Florida that parents are like hiring to follow their kids and scare their kids?
Oh, no, is there a video?
Yeah, there is. There's video. There's one.
That's probably pretty cruel.
It is cruel. There one where a girl had a trundle under her bed, and the clown was in the trundle. And when she went to bed at night, he like slid it out and got out.
Oh,
why? What's the?
Why would you do that?
You could give your child a heart attack.
Did Jimmy Kimmel put him up to that?
No, the kid evidently was a bad kid.
Must have been very bad.
I'm sleeping with a machete.
Wow.
That could still be effective even as an adult. Like my mother paid a clown
more
to come to my
effective.
House. The happy clown would be fine, but a mead clown.
I always think of like the old X-File episode where they were like the backwoods family and someone slept under the bed and they would slide out.
The bed.
Yeah.
We used to do this with Chucky with my sister. She's quite a bit younger than my brother and I. And we used to always borrow like my buddy doll.
Oh, my buddy was creepy on his own.
Oh my
and be
gosh.
Like, hey, Chucky's here.
She's it's
like,
so crazy you bring that up. My mom had what she called a chatty Cathy. Mm-hmm. And it was the size of a toddler. Mm-hmm. And when my dad found that she still had that in the attic, we had a very, very dark sort of like bungalow style house and the kids' rooms were all upstairs. My dad would put it right around the corner after the steps when I was little.
Oh.
It's on par with the clown and just have it standing there with his arms out. And I just it's like hear my brother scream. I'm like, I know what just happened. And then it would be me the next week, you know.
And then you
pulled a string. Chatty Cathy could talk.
No, do you guys remember the trivia about Chatty Cathy? The voice was Maureen McCormick.
Really?
No.
From Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch. Oh, my gosh. Oh my That's God. Incredible.
Really?
No, she did not talk. That skill had passed.
What, was it Mute Kathy? What?
Mute Kathy.
Well, it was a wind-up thing inside anyway.
Yeah.
She played a Mute Kathy? How much did she get paid for that?
Once the string breaks, she's mute.
Yes.
Did I?
Not so Chatty Kathy. So Dan, you got a clown thing, or is it just in general?
I don't like. I mean, I'm not crazy about this. This kind of give me the willies.
It's my wife too.
So like an evil, she hates clowns. Evil clown.
Well, and we certainly know how to dress up for this show in the future.
Wasn't there the Stephen King movie It?
Yes. Yeah.
With the clowns.
That's
I think it started
horrible.
With that. That
was Pennywise.
It's very scary. So.
Okay. Now that we're on that subject, Professor Dave Chow from the College for Creative Studies, what gives you the willies? Sock puppets?
Actually, clowns, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
I still remember as a little kid, I think it was my parents, we had tickets to go see the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus at Olympia. We were like third row. I'm like, wow, this is the closest I've ever got. And when the clowns on the march in, they had spray bottles. And I got doused in the eye with soap.
Oh.
So ever since then.
Spray soap.
I know there was spray. It's, it burned like soap. That's all. I don't know. It was napalm.
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 Oh, wow. So I've had disgust toward clowns as well. So
fair enough.
When are you going to get your revenge?
Oh, I do all the time. So. No but comment.
He's going to go let the elephants loose.
Oh, I'm going to take away all the shovels from the janitorial staff.
Unbelievable. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything, I suppose.
Except clowns.
But if you stump the panel, you're going to win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. When last we left our heroes, we were finishing up some questions about outsider candidates for president. These are pretty entertaining. Although he never held political office, this labor organizer was the most successful socialist candidate for president, winning 6% of the popular vote in 1912.
Eugene V. Debs?
Yes, Eugene V. Debs. You know that one.
Isn't it like clearly. Roy G. Jim Bibbs' little brother?
Jim knows that one.
Yeah, the rest of us are like, huh?
This Texas businessman waged independent campaigns for presidency in 92 and 96.
It was Ralph Perot.
Oh, yes.
The little fella.
How about 1992? How much of the popular vote? Most popular third-party candidate
18%?
Ever? 19%.
19%.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a big chunk. Big, big chunk. Of the GOP candidates currently running for president, which one actually ran unsuccessfully for the U.S. Senate previously?
Oh,
Christie?
It was this person who was very, very different.
Carly Fiorina.
Yeah, it was Carly Fiorina than the rest of the...
I'm a little curious, you know, as to the argument that what we need is a successful business person in the White House, because that was Herbert Hoover's shtick, too, and it didn't work out that well.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
I don't think that's what we need.
We don't need a recession to go back to a... just that would be bad. That would be bad. I can't help but think there was actually a page out of Nature, I want to say from a couple weeks ago, Science Journal, and they had this crab that apparently puts sea sponges on its head to protect itself and hide itself from predators above, but they had put a picture of Trump right next to it, and this orange sponge sort of looked like, like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, I thought that was some sort of dead animal on his head.
Well, there you go.
You can tell the difference.
It could be a sea sponge. Often considered the best president in United States history, he actually had the least national experience of any president, serving only one term in Congress. Yep, Abraham Lincoln, which of course is a favorite of
and
our
Senate. And he
Professor
lost
Roy
a Senate
Finkenbein.
Race too in 1858.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for those questions, Roy. Those are pretty sweet. All right, we got some questions. Ooh, from Pat Higo from the library here at UDM.
Uh-oh.
All I really want is a mug, but I'm going to put it in the university archives.
Oh, great.
Hey, Pat, we'll do what we can for
you. We can send
you
two mugs. Yeah. Yep. He can keep on imprinting.
Yeah, we'll send you two.
Put one on your desk in the library and put the other one in
the library keeps non-printed archives?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they have objects and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. So antiquity.
A few retired professors.
You know, relics.
Whoever just won't leave.
A few missing students.
Lingerers.
Stragglers.
Who was the first president of the University of Detroit?
Oh, Father. Do I get partial credit?
Nickel? Yes. Partial credit.
Oh, Francis. No?
Nope.
Oh, darn.
Reverend Jean Baptiste.
I've heard this before.
Mige was his name. Mige. But he was a Jesuit. Who was the first president for Mercy College of Detroit?
Mercy College of Detroit. Mm-hmm.
Sister Mary Catherine Manning? Was it? No.
Nope. But I think she was after this gal. Oh. Sister Mary something else.
Gallagher?
Oh. No.
No.
Well, I mean, that's a good guess. Sister
it is.
Mary Catherine.
Mary Patricia Garvey.
Garvey, yes.
Was her name.
Gallagher would have been a lot more fun.
She was quite a character.
Crashing into things.
She oversaw the construction of the administration building and,
right.
You know, brought dinners to the workers so they would work late at night. She was quite a... Quite a doer. I understand you did not want to try to best her in a business deal either.
Oh, wow.
That's what I've heard.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Pretty shrewd.
I'm sorry. What do these seven names have in common? James Kearns, James LaCroix, Thomas McKeough, Benjamin Nolan, William Reaney, John Russell, Conrad Sporer. Whoa.
Were they related to athletics?
Nope.
Were they presidents of the university?
No.
Did they all date Diane Manica?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, did you see Johnny Mathis?
They were all fellow lovers of Johnny Mattress music.
Oh, dear.
The year was 1883.
They were no, it's not Diane then.
They were the first graduating class.
The first graduating class.
Just seven of them?
Yep. Detroit College, 1883.
Boy, academics must have been brutal.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
What was the name of U of D's first student publication? Hint, hint, it was not the Varsity News. Although the VN is just a couple years away from a 100th anniversary.
It was, let's see, the Confessional Weekly.
I don't know exactly how to give you a clue for this one. It was called the Tamarack for whatever
the
reason.
Tamarack.
From 1897 to 1918, which gave way to the VN. Okay. Let's see. Okay, what do these historic names have in common? Andrew Greeley, the author. Coleman Young, mayor of Detroit. Elizabeth Janeway, author-historian. Michael Blumenthal, Secretary of the Treasury. John Ricardo, Chair of Chrysler. The Reverend William J. Cunningham, Director of Focus Hope. And the Most Reverend Edmund C. Jaca, Archbishop of Detroit.
All people who didn't go to U of D.
No.
Who never graduated U of D.
They went to U of D.
No.
They know U of D.
It is not automatically
they can spell U of D.
True.
It's all people that haven't been in my kitchen.
That is true.
That is true.
That is correct.
I thought Edmund Jaca was in your kitchen cooking last week. No?
Did they go here?
They all did something.
They taught here.
They did something at Mercy College of Detroit.
Oh, Mercy.
They were commencement speakers.
Commencement speakers. Oh. That's what they were, yes. Absolutely.
I remember Andrew Greeley.
Mm-hmm. It says 1969 for Andrew Greeley.
Oh, no, I thought.
No. I don't remember that. But you heard about it.
During a meeting of educators held 2 of April 1955, U of D President Father Steiner suggested this might possibly be the solution for the shortage of qualified teachers in the face of skyrocketing college enrollments post-World War II. What was it?
Sports?
Not sports.
Football.
Not football. U of D had the distinction of being the first school in the United States of America to offer a complete freshman curriculum delivered in a certain way.
Delivered in
couldn't have been online.
Pantomime?
I don't know. By television.
Oh, what? By television?
Yep, Old Smith Media Center. It was the birthplace of WTVS, now known as Channel 56 in Detroit.
Wow.
The Detroit Educational TV System.
Kidding.
While we think about that, we'll take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
We are taking a break.
Let's simply push the fact that
we are at Tom's Tavern in Detroit, Michigan, and it is a great neighborhood tavern. It's been here since 1928, and it's still going strong. It has a wonderful ambiance.
Warm,
it's
friendly, intimate.
You name it.
Intimate is the operative word.
What else can we add?
Tilted floors.
White
tilted
floors. Cloth.
That's right. That's right.
Last joint.
They don't have matchbooks. That's the only deficit that I see.
They have.
But their names
just
on.
Out today.
And they don't revolve. You do.
That's right.
This thing does not revolve.
So remember, Tom's Tavern. When you're thirsty, when you're hungry, when you're lonely, whatever, Tom's Tavern.
And normally those go together.
Well, speak for yourself anyway.
Right. When you really need a date.
Yeah.
Where desperate people gather.
Oh, my gosh. My gosh, they've been here since before 1900.
Really?
Wow.
This building has been standing here.
They've had one owner since 1926 to 1991.
It was a stagecoach stop.
That is marvelous.
Wow.
And it was still serving liquor during Prohibition, right?
All behind.
Yeah, okay.
In the castle.
That was
the only
place
way
to
do
be.
It.
All right.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
This is an institution that knew there was a higher law.
Yes.
That I don't know.
That's the Jesuit tradition.
And we're back with some great questions from librarian Pat Higo over in the McNichols Library at UDM. And we're going to finish these up here in just a moment. Arthur Godfrey brought his entire troop to U of D in 1953. At no charge, for the record, to help raise funds to build which building?
Briggs.
Nope.
The administration building?
Nope. Theater. 1953.
Architecture?
No.
1953.
Well, the finance.
The guard booth?
You mean the photo mat?
I don't know.
The student activity center?
I mean, we've
basically, it says the student union, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
The student union.
So
the only building that I'm kind of like dancing around there.
Well, you know, the modern part of it was built like in the 60s, I think, or 70s.
Right. Oh. Yeah. I think that this is a kind of a cool story for those who know who Arthur Godfrey is. He had actually come as a booked act for the 1952 event where they had it way, way back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s called Spring Carnival. And he was voted the American of the Year. While he was here helping to set up booths, he noticed the students, this is definitely something that Father Albright has told me stories about, had to go through the windows to get into what used to be called C-12 in the basement of the chemistry building, which was the only snack bar we had. He offered to return free of charge to the university the following spring and do a fundraiser to build a student center. Why can't we get a celebrity come and help us out like that? They raised $16,000 just by bringing him back.
Is he still alive? Let's bring him back again.
Yeah. How about Keegan Michael Key? Are you listening? Mm-hmm. Keegan, that'd be great. That would be great. Oh, yes. Yeah, right.
Who's that?
I can't help but not. That was the voice of God.
That's a voice of God.
Yeah.
Again.
If you look at the oldest pews that we have in the hallways, the only two places I can think where I know they are in chemistry and in engineering. Oh, no. I think you guys might have one, too. They have little wooden spikes on the back of them because those used to be down in the snack bar, which is now my organic teaching lab or the organic teaching lab for chemistry. And the Jesuits would walk through and make sure everybody was acting properly. And they were sitting pews that we had on the back of the bench. And the Jesuits were like, this is outrageous. And they forced Art Hammond to add wood to the back of it so they would, if they sat there, it would be uncomfortable.
You're kidding.
They're sitting on a point and they're still there, those little points on those benches.
Now that is a fascinating piece of trivia.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's so cruel.
It was a little soda jerk they had down there. That's what I heard. What was the first dorm on McNichol's campus? 1947.
Probably Scheipel.
Holden Hall. Domus Optima. Man, I'm out of it.
No, Scheipel was later.
I need this to end right now.
Scheipel's the high rise.
Right, before the quads.
Revising is over. So
yeah, before quads.
Obviously. All right.
James Holden, a former member of the Administrative Council of the University. I'm guessing that's a precursor to the Board of Trustees. Grounds for the UNM McNichol's Library were broken in 1949. Where was the library located before it had its own building? This is a good piece of trivia. The snack bar was in the basement of chemistry, and people came in through the windows.
Was it in an old building?
Commerce and Finance?
It would have to be an old building.
Engineering?
It wasn't CNF. It was engineering. The third floor of engineering was the library. Yeah, a lot of space up there. And the opposite of those yacked about bathrooms. Those are the Harry Potter bathrooms up third floor of engineering. If you go there, you may never come back.
Right.
Holy smokes. Another dimension. Jerry Supp and Robert A. Woods have what distinction at Mercy College of Detroit?
The only first men?
The first men. They enrolled in 1963. So close.
Okay.
So close. Woods had a little trouble adjusting. He had five sisters. Supp had no sisters. By 1965, there were 33 young men and 950 women enrolled at MCD. Those are some good questions.
Good fun for our date. Hopefully.
Some people spin it that way. All right. Dear Professor Mayo and panelists, I sincerely hope this list of TV show families will keep you guessing and entertained. The series of questions will list five members of a TV family. It'll be up to the panelists to figure out what show they're a part of. Some will be very obvious. Some will be obscure. Some won't necessarily list the star of the show, but might list some of the lesser roles. I hope the panel will have much fun as I did coming up with this list. I'll defer to Professor Miles' judgment as to what he deems worthy of passing. Please enjoy. Regards, Julie Elder of Poughkeepsie, New York.
Hey.
Thank you, Julie, for sending in those questions. You've sent in a lot of questions, and we always enjoy them. All right, I think it's going to ramp up in difficulty if I'm reading these correctly. So we'll start with this here. Richard, Charles, Howard, Marion, Arthur.
Happy days.
Happy Cunninghams.
Yes. Happy days. The Cunninghams. Oh, yeah, bonus points.
So do you have to give
the surname? Oh. No question.
Yep, but Arthur Fonzarelli? Okay.
I don't think he was in that family.
No, he didn't die.
Big Al
just died.
Yeah, Al Molinaro just died.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Do you remember when he was Murray the Cop on Odd Couple?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember there's that one episode where, he knocked on the door. And they open up that little door to see who it is, and all of a sudden his nose just comes through. So, it's Al.
Rochelle, Dave is our resident TV expert. No question about it. No question about it. Watch him get this one right in two seconds.
Great.
Sam, Fred, Hank, Arnold, Ebb.
Green Acres.
Green Acres. Green
how Acres many shows have an F in it?
I know. Like, is that a typo?
Yeah, come on. Eb? Come on, name me one Eb in the family.
Oh, my gosh. How about Howie, Jody, Terry, Samantha, Colt?
Wait, read them again.
Howie, Jody, Terry, Samantha, Colt.
Oh, Fall Guy.
The Fall
Guy.
Jeez. Holy! Oh
I don't even think I need to read these out loud. You want to just divine you know? The next
oh,
one?
That's
who else has a cult?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, Eb and Colt.
I'm impressed. That I'm impressed. Now.
Yeah. That was
pretty
sweet.
Howie was even played by show, Doug. I can't remember his last name, but anyway.
There's no bonus points.
You knew the guy's name.
Yeah,
that's a big deal.
And it was who was Heather Thomas was
Heather or whatever was on there.
That's incredible.
And Locklear.
Heather Locklear.
How about
Heather Locklear was on?
All right, next one.
Okay, next one.
Jeff. Dex, Sammy Joe, Fallon, Alexis.
Oh, a dynasty.
Dynasty.
All right, Dan. Yes.
Dex.
In. All right.
Can we come out like Colt, Dex, and right. Eb?
Can we do like a Ross, Rachel? Like,
yeah,
when
it might be coming. It might be coming. Let's see. How classic does all this TV like get? Fred, Cora, Orson, Mindy, Exeter.
Waltons.
No, hold on. What was the last one?
Exeter.
Cora.
Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy.
We had Mindy Richard Donner as Exidor.
Wasn't there a Cora? She was in the Mercantile on Waltons, or was that on Annie Griffith?
Oh my gosh. Wow. Wow.
I think there was a Cora on the Waltons.
Yeah.
But wow. She was a sister.
I'm waiting for the most obscure name because that's probably the most, the easiest one to place.
All right, I'm going to try to help people on the other side of Generation X have a chance here. How about Jeffrey, Vivian, Ashley, Philip, Carlton?
Fresh Prince Bel-Air.
Yeah, all right. Now we got the balance.
Jeffrey,
back.
Hold on. Which one is?
Oh, that's the butler.
Butler. Okay, that's
Jeffrey
why. I'm
Jeffrey the butler.
How do I get on the other side of Gen X? I'd like to be on the other side.
Watch more television.
I think I'm on the edge of Gen X. And
right.
You're on the
what's
edge?
What's the next one? Gen X?
Millennials.
No, what's the one before Gen X?
Gen Y.
Gen X doesn't echo back to
Generation X.
Baby boomers is
you'd be a boomer.
Oh, I think I'm on the. I saw this. We
you're
had
a boomer
little
border.
HR workshop on age differences, and I'm on the cusp of, I think, baby boomers and Gen X. Okay.
There's a theory that I've read that if you are in that zone, that you quite obviously possess characteristics of both generations. So
or just lost.
I hear they're I hear they're very handsome.
Dan Maggio is a mutant. He's a mutant.
Gen X is the lost generation. So. Michael, Lionel, Barney, Irene, Gloria.
Oh, All in the Family.
Yep.
Okay, I was going to go Jefferson's when I heard Lionel.
Yeah, when I heard Lionel,
Lionel.
But that's right, he was on All in the Family because he was the next door neighbor's kid.
Vicky, Adam, Ace, Isaac, Merrill.
Oh, Love Boat.
Stubby.
Oh, Ace. That's right. That was.
I thought we were going on the other side.
I know.
Of
Fred McGinley. Remember?
We're so ready to play.
Sadly, The Fresh Prince is the most recent. And that's not. I'm sorry. How about Randolph, Morgan, Jane, Hannibal, Wilton?
Hold.
Come on. There's a Hannibal. Come on, guys.
Hannibal.
No, I'm serious. A team?
Randolph, Morgan, Jane, Hannibal, Wilton.
Wilton.
Boy,
starts Ken Berry played him.
Oh,
it was
F Troop.
It's F Troop.
Holy God!
Oh, thank you. I could picture him, but I couldn't remember the show.
This is getting really old. It's not really fair. That's
the end of the Civil War was near.
Jim, Barney, Willie, Paris, Cinnamon.
I was going to say Annie Griffith, but I don't think Cinnamon.
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible. Yes.
Cinnamon.
Wow.
Cinnamon. Barbara Bain.
Robbie, Charlie, Steve, Mike, Chip.
Oh, the My Three Sons.
My Three Sons, yes.
Whoa.
Professor Conan and I sing that song a lot.
Right.
It's a different song.
It's a different song.
Words.
Slightly different.
There's a lot of anger. Jonathan, Ava Elizabeth, Catherine, Bill, Giles.
Giles?
Jonathan, Ava Elizabeth,
Giles.
Catherine, Bill, Giles.
Only Giles I can listen to.
This is a song that show I only know of in theory.
Sounds like Dark Shadows.
No, the only Giles I can think of on television is like Mr. French from Family Affair. But
Family Affair is what it says.
Hold on, who are the others?
Jonathan, Ava Elizabeth, Catherine, and Bill.
The rest of the family.
Bill was the father.
But who was the older?
No, that's Uncle Bill.
Who's the
Uncle
older
Bill.
Daughter?
Yeah, Uncle Bill.
Mr. French from Family Affair.
No. Sissy and Buffy Sissy. And Jody.
That's right. Crazy.
But these are their real names.
Okay.
They're given names.
How about Frank, Leonard, Andrew, Edna, Carmine?
Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah,
Laverne.
The Big Ragu song.
Laverne and Shirley.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Carmine
Ragusa. I can remember the nickname.
The Big Ragu.
Go
yes. Clayton, Gretchen, Katie, Eugene, Peter. I actually used to watch this show.
Clayton?
Clayton, Gretchen, Katie, Eugene, Peter.
Boy.
Oh, no. Boy.
Pins. Nothing.
Starts with a B.
Starts with what?
A starts with a B.
A B?
Oh, wow.
Gretchen is... That's got to be a weird one.
Yeah. I can't think of the lead actor's name, and I know his first name is Robert, but I can't...
Well, that narrows it down.
That doesn't do great. It was Benson is what it says.
Oh, Robert Guillaume.
Robert Guillaume.
Oh, I knew he said Robert Goulet. It was definitely not
different.
Robert Goulet. How about Stan, Arthur, Nick, Phil, Frank? You talk about this show on every Ask the Professor show.
No. Simpsons.
No.
Once more?
Stan, Arthur, Nick, Phil, Frank. Cop show.
Barney Miller.
Oh, Barney Miller, yeah.
Sitcom cop show. Bobby, Jeff, Jim, Tony, Elaine.
Seinfeld.
Got Elaine from Seinfeld, but Bobby, Jeff, Jim, and Tony belong on...
Jeff, Jim, and Tony.
Bobby,
thinking
Jeff.
Christopher Lloyd. Thinking
Taxi.
Taxi, yes.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Taxi.
Yeah. Elaine Nardo.
We're getting closer, ladies. How about Christine, Billy, Dan, Rosalind, Nostradamus?
Oh,
is that the name of Night Court? Like,
always watch this show. Night Court. That
Bull
was Bull
Shannon's
first name
was right. Nostradamus.
Yes. Was it really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but they never call them.
No. Well, they never do.
Yeah, that was a really good show.
But
all of these are the names you don't recognize.
Yeah, but remember, that's one show that didn't jump the shark, did it?
It didn't what?
Jump the shark?
Did it?
I think John Larroquette jumped the shark.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Well, it's good to the end, I guess.
How about Natalie, Dorothy, Joe, Edna, Blair?
Facts of Life.
Yay, there we go.
Facts. Nice.
Take the good, you take the bad. Christine, Leonard, Jim, Janice, Hikaru.
Oh, Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Hikaru, Sulu.
I cannot believe I didn't get that.
I can't believe you didn't
I'm
get that.
I'm in shock.
Just shocked.
Come on,
hey,
Hikaru?
What do you think? New Star Trek series on CBS. Yeah.
I know, I heard that. Mm-hmm. It's only going to be, they're going to stream it
online. Yeah. But they said they would start playing the pilot on regular TV, so it'll be
right.
Fun.
When?
Tommy, Mel, Vera, Jolene, Flo.
Alice.
You guys are cleaning these
Kiss
up.
Kiss my grits, Mel.
Rebecca, Diane, Lilith, Carla, Rebecca.
Lilith.
Oh, we have Rebecca
Fraser.
Twice.
Fraser. Before that.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
One
cheers.
More step before. We had Rebecca twice. That was pretty good. Steve, Kelly, Buck, Marcy, Griff.
Marcy.
Griff.
That was...
Oh, Married with Children.
Married with Children.
Oh, that was best buddy.
Well done. Unfortunately, it's time for us to say goodbye, Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Professor Tubbs.
So long.
Professor Belage.
See you later.
Professor Conant.
Have a good weekend.
And now, these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.